Now, before we go on, there's a laundry list of items in being prepared. First thing is going to be your personal financial statement.
Can I ask a question on that real quick? It's been a bugaboo of mine.
Sure, Robert.
Is, in your mind as a banker, a difference between a credit application and a person who has monthly financial statements?
Yes. A credit application is basically just the specific items that a lender is going to need to really conduct an investigation of you.
Right.
It's not something that he's necessarily going to use to make a decision on the credit.
Okay.
It's a beginning.
Good. The reason I bring that up is that years ago, my rich dad said to me, if you're going to be a serious investor and a business owner, you had to have financial statements. And for those of you who've seen my cash flow game and the importance of financial statements, you realize our school system does not teach that. In fact, for the quadrant, the employee and the self-employed, according to my accountant, Diane Kennedy, a financial statement is not required for E's and S's. But on the B and the I side, sometimes it's mandatory by law. And to be a professional investor, a personal financial statement is essential, but also know how to read that thing. Is that correct for you?
That's absolutely correct. One of the things you need to remember about your personal financial statement is you need to be neat, you need to be complete. Appearance does count. But not only appearance, you need to know yourself. You need to know what's on that personal financial statement. The worst possible thing that can happen is you can have a beautifully prepared financial statement, give it to the lender. The lender asks you a question about an item on that financial statement, and you don't know the answer. The worst thing at that point is, I don't know the answer for that. I have to get back to my CPA. That is a red flag for a lender. You want to avoid that, so know your financial statement.
So for those of you who just listened to this thing, I'm one of these people, I'm pretty good at reading, but I'm not great because my financials get more complex the more my wealth increases. So a lot of times when I go and see Peter, I will go with my accountant rather than saying I need to check back with him. So my accountant can sit right next to me and we can discuss it in front of a person like Peter.
That's a very positive thing to do because it does two things.
I'm proactive in this.
You're very proactive in it. And the other thing is that you're putting enough importance on this aspect of your financial statement to actually bring along a professional.
Yes, so to explain what I cannot explain. So you don't have to be the smartest person on earth, but you should have smart people around you. And for those of you just starting out, when Kim and I first started in this endeavor to become financially wealthy, one of the first persons we hired was a bookkeeper. As Peter says, it's neat and complete. So even if you're an employee or a self-employed person, a bookkeeper is the first person that's starting to assemble the documents that Peter is looking for. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And you want to have this done before you go talk to the lender.
Right. That is very important advice because step one in Rich Dad's six-step program is you're going to learn to become a professional investor. Too many of the investment courses I went to, it was about how to get a nothing down deal, how to get money back at closing, which is maybe smart at one end, but it doesn't tell the complete picture. You might be getting money back at closing because you paid too much for the thing. So even if your finances are bad, still get a bookkeeper, a disinterested third party, a professional that will start putting your finances in shape. Because if you don't do this, you're violating step one, which is to look at this as a long-term relationship, a long-term business. Like Peter and I have known each other for years. You know, I want him to continually be updated upon my investments, my wins, my losses, the good and the bad and the ugly.
Exactly. One of the things on financial statements also is how current they are. A banker wants to see your financial statements recording what's no older than 90 days old. So you need to be prepared to have that updated. If you have year-end financial statements and say it's April or actually May, you should have your financial statements completed through at least March.
So the thing is, it only costs you a few dollars. If you're just starting out, it's a very good habit to get into is have a professional bookkeeper. And then the next thing they're going to ask you is for tax returns and stuff like that, right?
Exactly. And you should have already put together in a package, perhaps in a loose leaf binder, your last 3 years' tax returns, your financial statements for the last 3 years, a current interim financial statement, a personal financial statement. A banker will want to look even at the rent rolls for your properties.
So the point here like this, even if you're starting out for the first time, this is a very important step. You're looking for a long-term relationship. So if you have no property, if you have bad credit, all of this It is very important to address this step now if you're going to look at it as a long-term process.